Former Vice President Joe Biden staggered into South Carolina radiating a DOA vibe, which he shook off, first with a Namath-like guarantee, followed by a CNN projected win tonight in South Carolina. The victory stopped Biden campaign bleeding on display in early states Iowa, New Hampshire and Nevada, and threw a Saturday night wrench into the Democratic primary for president, where Senator Bernie Sanders, D. Vermont, still has a considerable edge heading into Super Tuesday on the strength of his work to date, and a double-digit lead in this coming Super Tuesday California contest. In New Jersey, Biden's allies include former Governor Dick Cody and Senator Ronald L. Rice, D. 28, a Vietnam combat veteran and former Newark police detective. He promised he would win, and he did, Rice told Insider Edge on the immediate heels of Biden's projected win down south. I think it was a necessary win. A spiritual win. A win from the heart. It's a win that reflects Joe Biden's history, not only as Barack Obama's vice president, but as one who spent a lot of time in South Carolina, where people know him well. Praising Biden, Rice threw an elbow at the Sanders campaign. Joe Biden is not trying to make a revolution, he's trying to get the country back in order, said the veteran senator from Newark. Now hopefully folk who have not been making financial contributions to the campaign will pick it up. Now, they need to take a look at the campaign team overall and tighten some screws, he added. Not get rid of people, but shift some positions. Move this person here, and that person there. Rice commended U.S. Representative Jim Clyburn, D-S.C., and his family for standing by the former vice president with a key endorsement. He kept the relationship he had with Biden since the 1970s, said the senator, who said he hopes other Black caucus members will support the former vice president. They know the difference of working with Biden. They also know what it's like working with Bernie, Rice said. My gut feeling is some people will get out of the race, including Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg. They have some moderate views. They pretty much carry the same message. He made a veiled reference to former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg, a billionaire who so far spent over $400 million on his presidential candidacy and will look to compete in his first contests on March 3, Super Tuesday. I would hope Black elected officials pay attention to this race, said Rice. Party doesn't drive the vote. Black people drive the party. Don't just jump on board for a paycheck. He acknowledged that Team Biden has to do a lot of work, but predicted, the revolution is going to break down. This was a good win.